You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only. You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in it on this blessed day and this blessed now. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus. This is our time where we are praying, where we are seeking the Lord, where we are presenting ourselves a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. It's a reasonable service, hallelujah, that we offer to Him, that in this place and in the place of presenting ourselves, that transformation happens, that the mind renewal happens, that hope is gained, that faith is strengthened. But scripture says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. Amen. And so welcome to this hour of prayer with me. Let us join together. Let us come into agreement. I am agreeing with you as you stand in faith, praying to God according to His will. Amen. Hallelujah. So I join my faith with yours, and I just want you to know that you are blessed. I want you to know that you are well able. Hallelujah. I want us to know, hallelujah, that it is in our weakness that God's strength is made perfect. So let us just take this moment. Hallelujah. Reboshondaya. Let us take this moment and quiet our minds and quiet our hearts. Quiet our souls. Hallelujah. That whatever is going on in our life, whatever is going on outside of this moment, outside of this moment, we throw it to God. We give it to Him. We choose to become mindful of Christ and let God mind all of our stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, God, we just say thank you. This is time we're talking and praying and worshiping our Heavenly Father. So can we just all begin to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for this moment. Thank you, Lord God, that we're able to cast our cares unto you because you care for us. Thank you, Father God, for this place of peace. Thank you, oh God, for this place where we must humble ourselves. And so we humble ourselves, Lord God, and seek your mercy and seek repentance. And we ask, Heavenly Father, that you will create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. We ask, Lord God, that you will purify us, that you will wash us, wash our minds and wash our hearts and wash our souls and wash all of our inward parts and even wash our external parts of a life. Wash it, Lord God. We give you our life. We declare that you are the Alpha and the Omega, that you are the beginning and the end, that you are the first and the last, that you are our ever-present help in the time of troubles, that you are our everlasting Father, that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you are our provider, that you are our way maker, that you are, hallelujah, our lily in the valley, that you are our rose of Sharon, that you are our bright and morning star, that you are Yeshua HaMashiach, that you are, yes, Lord, hallelujah, Reshaya, that you are the great I am, that you are Yahweh, that you are Eya Asaeya, that you are, oh God, I am that I am, that you are our deliverer, that you are our savior, that you, oh God, are our salvation, that you are our source of peace, that you, oh God, are our hope, that our eyes stay on you, hallelujah, in the midst of difficulty, in the midst, hallelujah, of toil, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of, hallelujah, depression, in the midst of stress, in the midst of even good, you are the good that we focus on. In the midst of grief, we set our eyes on you. In the midst of mourning, we set ourselves and our hearts on you. In the midst of, hallelujah, in the midst of the tension, in the midst of feeling and being overwhelmed, in the midst of the disagreements, in the midst of it all, we set our minds on you. We choose in this moment to lean on you and not our own understanding. Come on. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that today, I hear you, Heavenly Father, that today, you're saying to trust you with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding. Mm-hmm. Come on, y'all. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Oh, I thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen, can I just have a little sidebar? A little sidebar. I come in thinking that I have what I think is a plan. And the Holy Spirit always, always takes my plan and spits it out and say, this is the real. Come on, somebody say, welcome to the real. This is what I want to say in this hour. And the Lord is saying to us, oh, I thank you, Holy Spirit. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge who? Acknowledge God in all of our ways, in all of our ways, in all of our ways, in the complicated ways, in the easy ways, in the ways that we think we got this. We got it on lock. I got it, God. Mm-hmm. In those ways, and in the ways where we are calling out, saying, "God, I need you." In our moans and groan ways, and in our clearly articulated ways, let's acknowledge God Almighty. In the stressful, hallelujah, ways, and in the easy, peaceful, serene ways, let us acknowledge the Lord God Almighty. In the mundane things, hallelujah. I even hear, like, just even acknowledging God and what I'm going to wear today. Right? That in that friendship place. You like this? Come on, y'all. Don't we do that with people that we love? What you think about this? You like this? How does this look on me? That's who God wants to be in our life. In all of the. And he direct our paths. I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation? Let's see. We thank you for wisdom. I'm reminded right now that the book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom. We're getting wisdom today for the things and the situations and the circumstances, hallelujah, and the conditions and the silence and the unknown and the darkness and even the brightness. The Lord is saying to us, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own, unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall, it's a guarantee, he shall direct our path. I said I was going to read it from what? Let's do the Amplified verse. Amen. Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize Him, and He will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. I have to read this again. Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Come on, y'all. So our own insight and our own understanding, no matter how keen, no matter how familiar, I've been here before. Oh, I know this. I understand exactly. It can deceive us. It can cause us to move, hallelujah, in a way that God is not telling us to move. It can cause us to make a decision that God is not advising. It can cause us to be at odds with God. It can cause us to try to go one way and God is going another way. Let's remember that God's ways are not like our ways. It can cause us to say, oh no, I'm leaving, when God is saying stay, or even vice versa. It can cause us to say, I can't, when God is saying you can, or even vice versa. It can cause us to be like, I'm not good enough, when God says you are. Or even, no, you are. Hallelujah. It can cause us to be like, I'm not ready, when God is saying, no, you're ready. It can cause us to be in doubt, in unbelief, when God is saying, no, I need you to apply faith right here. And walk in faith. Hallelujah. It can cause us to hear more of what man is saying and less of what God is saying. And God said, well, I need you to switch that. I need you to turn the volume down on man and turn the volume down on what you're seeing and turn the volume down on what you're feeling and turn the volume up. Hallelujah. Reba Sandaya, on what I'm saying, and turn the volume up. Hallelujah. On what I'm thinking about it. And turn the volume up. Thank you, Jesus. And turn the volume up on how I feel about it. And turn the volume up. Come on heaven. The heaven will overtake, and heaven will invade, and heaven will, come on, somebody, dictate to the earthly things. And command it to come in order with the will and the promise in the word of God. So what are we talking about today? The Holy Spirit is saying, trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart. And do not rely on your own insight or understanding. So it's not about us. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. It's not about what I can bring to the table. It's about what God is. It's about God and what He's doing and what He's bringing to the table and what He wants to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm reminded two things, but one of them is coming to me strong right now, and it's of Abraham, hallelujah, and how he was confident that he didn't consider the deadness of his body nor the deadness of Sarah's womb, and in him not considering the things of the earth, it made him steadfast. It made him confident. It made him sure. It caused him to rely fully, 100%. I'm 100% relying on you, God, to bring this to pass. and I'm agreeing with you. Shandarabosaya. And I remember, and like in Genesis, that every time God would visit and would speak to Abraham, Abraham would build an altar in that place. Come on, y'all. Let's build an altar in the places of where God is speaking to us and revealing to us vision and giving us hope and say, I'm going to stay right at this altar and I'm going to pray and I'm going to praise and I'm going to worship. Hallelujah. And let you do the rest. And so that's what we're doing. We're praying on this word of, Lord, I'm trusting you. Lord, help us to trust you with all of our heart. Teach us what it is to trust and rely and confidently on you, Lord, with all of our heart. Reveal to us, O God, areas in our heart. Reveal to us, O God, areas even in our minds, in our thought life, where we are not trusting you. Help us, O God, deal with those thoughts. Expose them. Expose those areas, O God, where we have learned to depend and rely on a person, or and learn to depend and rely on money, and learn to depend and rely on, hallelujah, our own insight, and learn to depend and to rely on our own giftings, and we've learned to depend and rely on our own talents, and we learn to depend and to rely on our own hustle, and we learn, hallelujah, resanda basaya, and we learn, and I see it like it's an incorrect learning. A dysfunctional way of learning to accept dysfunction. And it's dysfunctional for us to lean on our own understanding when we're walking and we are a children of the Most High God. And we've learned and relied on our education, and we learn to depend on and rely on our resume, and we learn to depend on and rely on somebody to come and rescue us out of, and we learn to depend on and rely on, come on, even those those maybe not so healthy behaviors. We learn to depend and rely on substances, and we learn to depend on and rely on bad habits, and we learn to depend and rely on. Ooh, Jesus, I feel the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you. We thank you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for entering in this place of our trust life, and entering in this place of our leaning life. How are we leaning? What's the condition of our leaning, oh God? What's the condition of our trusting, oh God? We need help. We need our trust to be augmented. Amen. We need our leaning, hallelujah, to receive some tender, loving care. Help us, oh God. We want to do better. We want to do better. We're trusting you and not running and turning and running to our own ways and devices or vices. Ishandia. Help us, oh God, that we're trusting in you and not relying on our ego and pride. Hallelujah, Rebasandaya. That we're trusting in you and leaning to you and not relying on, come on, even our looks, or Yeshandaya, our gift of gab. Yeshandaya. And help us in trusting you with all of our heart and leaning not on our own understanding. I even see like in not leaning on trusting in this thing of boasting ourselves. Amen. Come on, and talking about ourselves, but trusting in and relying confidently on on you, Lord, with all of our heart. What shifts? Make those shifts in our life, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for meeting us in this place. And I even hear you, Holy Spirit, that it's one of the ways that we grow in our trusting and relying confidently on the Lord, amen, and getting away from our own insight and understanding is seeking His insight and seeking His understanding in that place of in that place of prayer, in that place of meditating on His word, in that place of obediently following, even when it doesn't make sense to us, even when logic says this is wrong. Hey, shut up. What are we going to choose? Faith or logic? Oh, Shandaya, what are we going to choose? Faith or feelings? Because sometimes they don't line up. A lot of times it's not going to line up. What are we going to choose? Hallelujah. Faith or fears? Oh, what are we going to choose? Let us choose faith. Let us choose faith. Let us choose faith every time. Let us pass the test. Oh, I know that answer, faith. Oh, I know that answer. Trust in God. Oh, I know that answer. I'm leaning on Him. See, Scripture says that He will make our path straight and smooth. He will remove those obstacles that's blocking our way. Ah, yes, Lord. So let us not look at the obstacles, or let us not look at the troubles. I know it's easier said than done. I'm talking to myself too. I know it's easier said than done. I know it's easier. What did I just say? I know it's easier said than done. Yes, there we go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But I believe that the Lord is encouraging all of us that in saying, I know that it's easier said than done. But I'm going to keep saying it until it's done, until we doing it, until we doing it, until we doing it, because we are doers. Somebody say, I'm a doer of the word, and I'm going to keep doing it, 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 I'm going to keep doing it. Until it's done, until I'm passing these tests, until I'm see myself growing in faith, and see myself growing in trust, and see myself deeper in my leaning. Shandaya! To the point where I'm leaning so much, you don't even see me, you see Christ Jesus. Hallelujah! And so we thank you. Hallelujah. And God will take us away where we see mountains and obstacles and, oh, how's this going to happen? Why? Because He wants to show us that with Him, all things are possible. And there's nothing too hard. There's nothing too hard. And when God says yes, ain't no man can say no to what He's saying yes to. God put us there, put you there. He is the one that will and has to sustain it and is responsible for the fullness thereof. We just must be diligent and obedient. Excellent in our ways of doing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God will take us away where everybody is saying, hallelujah. That's not, I even hear the Holy Spirit say, okay, be careful, and this may not be for everybody, and you receive it with the Spirit and throw it back to the Spirit, hallelujah. But some people say, that's not the way God will. That's not godly. Why? Because maybe we're leaning on our own understanding, and we have to enter into the secret place of God that He reveals more and 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 more. More of who He is to us. Isn't He constantly in Scripture? Don't we see Him introducing Himself in new ways and new aspects? Yes, He showed up to Moses and He introduced Himself to Moses as, they know me as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know me as You know me as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Allow me in this moment to introduce Yahweh, I am that I am. And I just believe, thank you, Holy Spirit, there's this something about us that got to be in a place of empty and ready and willing and fluid with him to be able to receive. There was something about Moses to receive. I am that I am. I don't hear Moses question. I never heard I am that I am. What is this? No, there's something. There's something. And I think that something comes from just being in this intimate place with him and being in this secret place with him and being in this unceasing prayerful place with him and being in this rejoicing always place with him and being in this giving thanks place with him in every circumstance, no matter the circumstance, that there's something. And in order for us to give thanks in any circumstance, every circumstance, the desirable circumstances and the undesirable circumstances, the ugly circumstances and the beautiful circumstances and the wonderful circumstances or the wondering circumstances, the fearful circumstances and the brave circumstances, in order for us to give thanks, hallelujah, in any circumstance, in any condition, in the hot conditions, in the cold conditions, hallelujah, in the lukewarm conditions. It requires a faith that I'm going to choose to say thank you. I'm going to choose to give thanks. And ignore my own understanding, because my understanding says this is the wrong response right now. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can somebody say thank you, Holy Spirit? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Paraclete. Thank you for sticking so close to us. Thank you for comforting us. Thank you for advocating. Thank you, Jesus, for interceding on our behalf. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for intervening. Thank you. Thank you, O God, for fighting our battles. Thank you, O God, for making ways out of no ways. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you, O God, for your strength. Thank you, O God, for your grace. Thank you, O God, for healing. Thank you, O God, for your serenity. Thank you, O God, for peace. Thank you, O God, for your delivering power. Thank you, hallelujah, rebasandaya, for the for creating streams and rivers, hallelujah, in the dry desert places, oh God. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for parting the Red Seas and parting the difficult in our life and making a path. Thank you for how you're choosing to make the way. Thank you, oh God, for the things that you promised to us, for that they are coming to pass mightily and strong and surely and swiftly. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, O God, for taking that which we've been working on in our projects and our businesses and our ministries. Hallelujah. And every endeavor, O God. Thank you, Resandaya, and even in our diligence of going to work faithfully, oh God. And thank you, even in our diligence of seeking work. I thank you, oh God, for meeting us in that place and breathing your breath of life on us, oh God. And we declare life and life more abundantly. And we say, thank you, oh God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for even the gift giftings, in the talents and the abilities, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for teaching us how to be good stewards, oh God. We just say thank you. Thank you, oh God, for holding our hand through the valley of the shadow of death. Thank you, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the table that you have, that you are, for some of us are setting, and some of us are cleaning off to set, and some of us is fully prepared, that you have a table, that you prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. We thank you, oh God, for helping us and meeting us, oh God. We look to the hills from which cometh our help, and we thank you, oh God, for wisdom, and we thank you for insight, and we thank you for considering us when no one else does, and we thank you, oh God, for remembering us, and we thank you, oh God, for always providing, and we thank you, oh God, for not allowing us to settle in our faith walk, and we thank you, hallelujah, and we thank you, Jesus, and we thank you, oh God, and we thank you for remembering us, and we thank you, oh God, for hearing our prayers and hearing our cries. And we thank you, oh God, for answering our prayers and answering our cries. And I hear the Holy Spirit. I feel like the Holy Spirit. I know I hear the Holy Spirit saying, I'm answering your prayers and I'm answering your cries. And it's scripture. Hallelujah. Because even we're going back to Moses. And as Moses, as the children of Israel cried out, as the children of Israel cried out, as the children of Israel cried out, God showed up to Moses to say, it's time to go to Egypt, and it's time to approach Pharaoh and tell him to let my people go. Jesus, you are his people. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. He knows us intimately. And he's answering our cries. Listen, can I read scripture? In chapter 3 of Exodus, verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. I believe that the Lord is letting us know. He knows the afflictions. He hears our cries. He recognizes the sorrows. Ah! I'm reminded of scripture that says that the blessing of the Lord maketh us rich and addeth no sorrow. We thank you, God, for dealing with the sorrows and in the sorrowful places, oh God, and having your blessing overtake those areas. In verse 8, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Somebody say, it's turning around in my favor. Somebody say, it's my time. Somebody say, it's my turn. Somebody say, hallelujah, Rabasaya. The Lord is favoring me. The Lord is responding to me. The Lord is considering me. The Lord is meeting me in this place, hallelujah, and introducing me to heaven in the earth. Shandarabosia. And I've come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Somebody say, it's my deliverance season. Hallelujah. It's my breakthrough blessing. My breakthrough blessing is here. Deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. And to see, God keeps having me. The Holy Spirit keeps having me Read that same part. I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm reminded now even of Joseph, how he was in the prison and God came and delivered him out of the prison. God is coming and delivering us out of those hard places, those stuck places, those impossible places, in physically or even mentally, in places of fear, in places of strongholds, in the places of Shandaya. Somebody say, call your place out. God's delivering us from. Say, God is delivering me from this place. This place of how I'm thinking, how I think about myself, how I think about even my now, how I think about my future, how I think about my past. God is delivering me from these incorrect ways of thinking. Ah, shande bayando. God is delivering me. Somebody say, from the past traumas. God is delivering me. God is delivering us. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. This makes me go back to our base scripture of Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge him and he will direct our paths. Because maybe some of us wouldn't choose. Yes, we want the land with milk and honey, but we wouldn't choose the land where the Canaanites are and the Hittites are and the Amorites are and the Perizzites are and the Hivites are and the Jebusites are. We maybe wouldn't have chosen that. But notice, as even as you continue reading, it's God drives them out, hallelujah, and gives them instructions in order, removing so that the people can grow into and fully inhabit the land and possess that which God freely gave them. Let's acknowledge him and have him direct and order our steps. So God, we say thank you. We thank you for the good land and large land flowing with milk and honey. In the places of our workplace, in the places of the marketplace, in the places of our relationships, in the places of marriage, in the places, hallelujah, of our finances, in the places of the purpose that you put us on this earth for. Even if some of us are not one with our purpose, oh God, I think it requires you as we seek you and as we're in the place of praying. Praying to you that you are the one that reveals and you are the one that orders us to. So you know exactly where we are when we don't. You, oh God, thank you for the land flowing with milk and honey in our bodies, in our health, with our health, whatever health issues, oh God. Thank you for removing those health issues and doing a work in our physical life, oh God. Doing a work from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, oh God, blessing us in our physical body, blessing us in our mental life, oh God, in our thought life. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Ashataya. Thank you for blessing us with good relationships, healthy relationships, blessed relationships, friendships, spouses, oh God. Neshandaya, Reba Sandaya. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for dealing with and setting us on the potter's wheel, that we will be a blessing in whatever atmospheres, in whatever places, in whatever ships of friendships, relationships, marriage ships that we enter to, that we will be a blessing. That we will be a light. Thank you, oh God. In verse 9, Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. I believe that as we've been praying and we've been crying out and we've been groaning out and we've been moaning out and we've been yelling out and we've been persistent, hallelujah, in seeking out God, even some of us not persistent and feeling like I want to give up. I believe in all of it. God says that cry has come unto me. And that he's seen the oppression. And he's seen the injustice. And he's seen the pain. And he's doing something about it in this hour. And in this time. And in this day. And in this season, and in this month, and in this year, we thank you, Heavenly Father. I'm reminded of Jesus. I'm reminded of Jesus and everyone that came to him, no matter what the affliction, no matter what the grievance, no matter what the condition, no matter how bad, no matter how long. Jesus met them in that place and turned that thing around. Jesus answered, hallelujah, their faith expectation and their faith talk. Their faith talk and demands and commands came to pass. Let us stay in the place of faith. So walking in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 of trusting in the Lord with all of our heart and leaning not on our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledging him. God is directing our path. That's faith. That's a faith place. And everyone in faith that sought Jesus out, that came to Jesus, that came up on his presence, that encountered his presence, his Father in heaven touched them, responded favorably, answered, moved miraculously. Even with drawing the disciples and telling, follow me, follow me, follow me. Some of us, God said, follow me. And so we're following you, Lord, in all of the things and in all of our ways. And we're trusting you. And we say we love you. And we say thank you. And we praise you. And we're holding on. And we're holding on. And we're holding on. And we're holding on. I thank you for your delivering power. I thank you for your resurrecting power. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you, O God, that you are the power. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, for your words that you're speaking. Just speak a word, and the power of your word will disrupt and erupt and cause life to be in even those dead places. Your word, hallelujah, of Lazarus, come out. Come on. And he came out. Ah, that nothing can hold us, that nothing can oppress us, that nothing can keep us. So God, we just say thank you today. We thank you. And we're trusting in you with all of our heart, and we're leaning not on our own understanding. In all of our ways, we are acknowledging you, and you, God, are directing our path. In Jesus' name, listen, may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Pnavalacha Vigoneka, Yisa Adonai Pnavalacha Veyasim, Lacha Shalom. God bless you. And remember, with God, all things are possible. I'll see you next week. Amen. God bless. Shalom. Hallelujah.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.